Hello.
Movies and TV. That's what we're going to discuss today. Yeah. Fucking welcome to right. Episode 51.
Yep. Back on the I Like The Way You Die Boy podcast.
Who knows what we're going to talk about. Oh, wait. We do. What did we talk about, Jack?
Get this man out of here. This week, we have spoken about The Killer.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Loki.
Rick and Morty, very briefly. Mainly Invincible.
Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Nice. I touched on Riddler Secrets in the Dark.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Dream Scenario.
The Marvels.
I think that was everything.
More or less.
A lot of chat about Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Very topical.
Absolute crackhead.
Well, not
literally.
Don't quote us on that. Our drinks of the week. We got two different ones.
We did. We had Skylight and Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Not actual Moonshine. Moonshine Pale Ale.
What are we like?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I don't know.
God.
Just get this intro
I'm
done.
I'm so
please.
Sorry, everyone.
Enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening. For episode 51.
That we are.
The haters said we couldn't do it. The haters asked to stop at 50. Did we listen?
It's nice that.
Oh, I've not even tried it yet. My microphone's covered in cobwebs. I don't know if that's like a sign or Halloween late or.
It's
interesting, isn't it?
Hmm. It's floral.
Yeah. Any other way to describe it?
This is Skylight, by the way. A crisp and lightly floral continental pale.
In case you can find it in your local dram shop.
Yeah.
Why is it called dram shop? What does it even mean?
Short for...
Yeah. It's not short for anything that makes sense, is it?
But hey.
Huh.
Dram.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of a single word that has dram in it.
Dramatic.
There you go. Dramatization.
Drama, if you're really short on Scrabble letters.
Short for melodramatic.
Cool.
Watched anything?
I have. I'm quite confused.
It's a change.
Because I've written The Eternals. And that must have been a mistake. So I need to try and figure out what I meant.
Okay.
But one of the things I did watch was My Neighbour Totoro.
Oh,
Totoro.
Yeah.
Just because hour and 25 minutes. So super short. Just watched it before I went to bed. It's a sweet little movie.
I don't know if I finished it.
There's not much to finish with it.
No.
In all fairness.
I don't think it's very like
just... His and characters.
Kidsy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only, like... The last act is sort of a story in that one. The kids kind of gets lost and they're all looking for the kid. But the first two acts are just the smallest kid meets Totoro.
Mm.
And then both kids meet Totoro. And then Totoro helps them find the little kid is the last act, basically, I suppose.
All right.
It's a very pleasant watch, but as far as I can tell, I mean, it's quite early in Studio Ghibli. I'm pretty sure it's 1988, My Neighbor Totoro. Yeah, 1988.
Huh.
Bear in mind, they're still bringing them out. So it's pretty early.
Mm.
I'd give it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything in it if you're not into Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, fair enough.
And certainly don't start out watching it if you want to get into Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
But once you appreciate Studio Ghibli somewhat, then it's with the rest. Came out the same year as Grave of the Fireflies.
Oof.
Although, is that Studio Ghibli?
No.
I've looked up Studio Ghibli films.
I don't think it is.
No, it's just been given. Google has failed me on that one, because then it just brought out a video of Howl's Moving Castle, which is objectively better than My Neighbour Totoro.
Fair enough.
My brother mentioned that when we were younger, and I do agree with him, I didn't say at the time,
when we were younger, Studio Ghibli films looked creepy.
Yeah.
I think it's because the faces are so 2D.
Spirited Away fucked me up for like a while, because I remember watching it just very, I don't know, it's like a very distant memory.
Yeah.
When her parents get turned to pigs.
Yeah.
Like, really freaked me out. And then it was just like a distant memory for a while, and then I watched Spirited Away again, and I was like, oh my god, this is what that
I had suppressed this.
Yeah.
But there is something a little bit creepy about them.
Yeah. I think that's
In all of them. What have you watched, Jackie Boo?
What have I watched? I watched The Killer.
Ooh!
Last night.
Thanks for inviting me.
You were in bed, I believe. Or somewhere.
Don't know. Not my problem, really.
I was in bed, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Please, tell me all about it.
So, obviously, David Fincher's new Netflix film with Michael Fassbender.
Yep.
And Tilda Swinton, although not for very long.
Oh.
So, it's very well made.
Okay.
And it's very Fincher. The soundtrack is all like The Smiths, and it's very kind of, you know, life has no meaning, and morality doesn't exist.
And he said, like, if you meet me, count yourself lucky, but luck doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, like it's very like, so Michael Fassbender is this like assassin for hire, and basically the whole film is like his like internal monologue, and he's just like, you know, statistics and people die all the time, and you know, who cares. And yeah, and so the tone is very like consistent all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe a bit boring, to be honest.
Wow.
For a film that is about an assassin,
yeah,
it is a little dull. Like, it's interesting, but they don't really delve heavily enough into like his personal philosophy, which is like kind of the focus of the film.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But you know, there's some good scenes in it.
Is the scene of like the massive building with all the windows, is that in it? I know, it's like a big old
hotel, whatever.
Mm.
And he's looking at it from.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the opening like sequence.
Oh, okay.
The opening sequence is very good. It's very interesting.
It's a little disappointing that that's the opening sequence. I was quite looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's because, yeah, it's broken up into like chapters, and there's like five or six of them. But yeah, there not enough happened, really.
Mm.
There wasn't a lot of kind of, there was no like twists, really.
Okay. The thing is, I do want to watch. Like, I will.
Yeah, it's still good, and it's still interesting, and it's, as I say, well made, and it's a good film. But yeah, a little bland. I'd probably give it 3.5.
Yeah, I felt 3.5 coming.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm quite interested. There's a decent chance I'll get to watch it this week.
Hmm.
In which case, maybe we can talk about it next time we're on the pod. Something else. Well,
first of all, just briefly, I've been listening to Riddler.
The Secrets in the Dark.
Right.
I spoke ages ago about Batman Unburied on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
But in between not having that long to listen to podcasts, like, because I don't like to listen to podcasts in parts. So,
yeah.
I kind of got to episode 4 and I faded out of that. Rid the Secrets in the Dark, I very much enjoy.
It's based around Riddler and some mysterious killer who's killing all his mates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For religious reasons, Batman shows up, obviously.
But it had Callum the Man in it and King Croc and Killer Croc, sorry. Not King Shark, Killer Croc. And various other characters in it.
It just, I don't know, it's very immersive, strangely. It is really good production on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do very much enjoy the stories. It does feel
like listening to the audiobook of a movie, really, going on, sort of.
It is very impressive. So I'd recommend that if you're into Batman. I did watch The Exorcist Believer.
Right.
Which, how to go about this movie?
It wasn't particularly interesting,
mm-hmm.
unsurprisingly. I'd open up my review saying, and I said it on my Letterboxd review, I can't understand why they called this film The Exorcist Believer until I listened to Mark Kermode's rant about it.
Yeah.
Because it's meant to be one of three, the next one being called Exorcist Deceiver.
Uh-huh.
That there is no correlation to this being called Exorcist Believer other than that. I really can't understand how they do it.
I take it Kermode hated it.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, there's not much to like.
I'd say the leading man in it is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He does what he can. But the story is really bad. And the rest of the writing is pretty terrible. A lot of the speech, a lot of the stuff they'll show you something going on and then they'll just explain it word for word.
Right.
As well, which is just so annoying.
And then just throughout it, characters don't make choices that make any sense to the character that they're playing. It all kind of is very predictable towards the end, even though it tries to really ramp up the shock factor very quickly.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you can still very easily see where it's going. Or, you know, if you've watched, I don't know, any movie about the devil or anything like that before,
yeah,
you would see what was going to happen. I'd give it, I think I gave it 2 stars, maybe 2.5. It's not good. It's not bad. I didn't want to leave the cinema. And right. It could have been worse. I've seen worse horrors. And I was expecting it to be unwatchable. So maybe that's made it better in my head.
Fair enough.
But thinking back what I'd recommend it on, not much. But then, how many horror films would I recommend to people? Not many.
Hmm. Okay.
I think that's a fair take. Back at you, Jack.
I watched... I'm trying to think what... because we haven't been on for a while, have we?
No, we've not talked about Loki, if you want.
Yeah.
We've not talked about Invincible. I watched... After... we did talk about episode 1 of Invincible.
Yeah. I watched episode 1 of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. There's 10 episodes... No, 9 episodes, I think.
How long?
Half hour each, I believe.
Very nice.
So, yeah, I watched episode 1, which was good. Animation's very cool. And nice to see all the voice actors back.
I was going to say, it's very noticeable that they're famous and all the same.
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't expecting it, and then it really made it better.
Yeah.
Because I walked in for like 5 minutes while you're watching it, and it did make me laugh.
Mm. Yeah, no. I mean, I'll watch it all the way through, I think.
Is it out one by one?
I think it might all be out.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong, because I was kicked off the Netflix because of, you know, the household rule.
Yeah.
So I had to stream it elsewhere. Oh Christ. Have you got any more?
I mean, we've got Rick and Morty, Loki, Invincible. Where do you want to start?
Any more stuff on your own?
I don't think so. I feel as though there is one, but I don't know how I remember it. Sorry, gang.
I watched TMNT. Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah, you did. You sexy boy.
Which was really good. my expectations were quite high, to be fair. Because I remember even when the trailer came out, it looked very good.
Yeah.
But even then, I thought it was brilliant. All the voice actors were great. The kids were really good. They really worked, kind of bounced off each other. Animation was fantastic.
It makes me so happy to hear that you liked it. It really does.
And the soundtrack was fucking sick. It was just banger after banger. Like, it was really cool.
I saw your Letterboxd review and I was like, oh, it was quite a good soundtrack. So I just went and listened to it all the time.
It's so good.
There are a lot of good songs on there.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm guessing they're going to do... Oh, yeah, of course they are. Because is it a post-credit scene or is it just at the end?
I think it's just at the end. Yeah. Pretty sure.
But yeah, I'm sure they'll do more. Because I think it did quite well.
Actually, no, I don't. I think it is post-credit.
Yeah.
I think it is post-credit. I think some people left the cinema when I saw it. No, I think if you think you'd enjoy it, there's no reason why you wouldn't.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite, like, short as well.
It's well...
Or is it?
1 hour 40.
Yeah. Something like that.
No, absolute quality. And this... I'd say quite different to all the other TMNT movies as well.
I've not watched any other TMNT content ever, I don't think.
They had the Megan Fox one on the other day on Film 4.
Oh, yeah. Did they do two of them?
Yeah. They did. What was the other one called? Oh, God, I can't remember. Anyway, I had the crank in it. I can't remember the other one. That's really annoyed me. Fuck. But they're both cool to watch. But that one is just a better movie all round.
Yeah.
For sure. Why did you watch it? Like, I just wasn't expecting to...
Because... I don't know. I'd wanted to watch it when it came out, but it came out in that weird period in the summer where I just didn't go to the cinema because I was like at home and working and stuff.
Now, so there's a few in that window at the same time.
Yeah, there's a few in that window I need to catch up on, but yeah. But I gave it 4.5 stars. It's very, very good.
Very impressive ranking from Jack. That.
Anything else on your own, sir?
No.
Okay. No. So TV then.
TV.
Are you back? Are you up to date on Rick and Morty?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I need to. It's that horrible because it comes out what, like Sunday night or something.
Yeah, Monday night.
Whereas, like for me, everything else just comes out on Friday. So it's like, yeah, okay, Friday I'm gonna watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And we do tend, like,
to be fair, I just do it on my commute, but it's one of those we do try and watch as a house. As well, which makes it more awkward. But it is very good. Episode 5 is huge.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Is it? Good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's episode 5.
What was episode 4?
Oh, God. Episode 4. Let me quickly find out for us. Episode 4 was the spaghetti. Have you watched that?
No.
It wasn't controversial, but people had mixed feelings about it.
I don't think I have.
No, I think it's about where Rick gets his spaghetti from.
No.
Okay, cool. So Joe's not watching any Rick and Morty.
I thought both episodes were really bloody good.
Okay, that's good. Like, better than they have been.
Definitely far. Better than 2 and 3.
Yeah, okay.
But 5 is one I'm going to rewatch at least once more quite soon.
Okay. Cool.
Then we have Invincible.
Invincible.
Episode 2 and 3. Yes. Okay, so episode 2, what happened?
Episode 2 was... It started out with the Washington Monument bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I love when that guy shows up. Professor. No, yeah, what's... it's Dr.
Dr. Seismic or something. Yeah. I can't remember.
And he's not a professor because he never taught.
Yeah. I can't remember what happens in the episode, to be honest.
He's doing that.
That's literally like the opening scene. Yeah.
Then, are you sure that wasn't episode 3?
Yeah.
Because that's keeping him from getting to his graduation. I swear.
Yeah, in episode 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does he do after his graduation?
Episode 3, the one we watched. When did we watch that? Yeah. That's the one with the ending. With like the bombshell ending.
Yes, the Bombshell ending was brilliant.
And episode... with Alan the Alien.
Oh, I love Alan the Alien. But I'm trying to think what happened in a Batsy. Oh,
episode 2 is when he had to go to Atlantis.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Oh, God, I keep saying
that. And with the Shadow Realm guy.
Shadow Realm guy was good, but dealt with a bit quick.
I'm sure there's going to be more to that.
I think it's still just a nose of things like
there are so many loose ends throughout the series that I'm sure are all going to fold back in.
But I completely lose track of them.
Yeah, you do forget, don't you?
Because basically like every episode... the Martian thing
was just like...
That was about half of an episode in the last series, if that.
And obviously it's going to pay... I mean, in all fairness, though, what's his name? Shapeshifter?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Why is he hanging out... Why are the Guardians letting him just hang out with him like that? Like, they had a really intense progress of choosing...
I don't really know, to be honest. Because he helped them out, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
with, like, the Lizard League or something.
Who were just B-rate villains anyway.
Yeah.
And so now he's allowed to hang out with them. Which I... feels...
I agree. But I think he is actually good, isn't he? He's just confused. Like, he's just a bit of a... just out of the pit, out of the loop. I swear the whole thing is that he does actually want to help.
But
he's trying to blend in. I can't remember.
I thought he wanted to help his people rather than us. I thought he was trying to infiltrate. I thought he was trying to infiltrate, but he's just not very good at being a human. So it came off as light-eyed. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. And then episode 3 was the big bombshell at the end.
was a very different take on an episode. Am I right in saying that's the first non-invincible centric for that long?
I'm trying to think who.
Yeah, probably.
Because obviously we had Amy, but that wasn't invincible.
Yeah.
But half of this was just Alan.
Yeah, which was... Because that whole kind of side of the story is more interesting to me. Just because that is... what we all know it's going to like boil down to.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like the whole Viltrumite situation.
That's a biggie.
So that was cool.
But also kind of a letdown for now.
I think, there's so much going on.
I felt a bit robbed by that whole thing. If that storyline... doesn't continue.
Yeah.
I felt a bit robbed by like all the build up for it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And then the end of episode 3 was a biggie. Kind of felt as though Invincible should have been a bit more aware, like, you know, someone could be trying to trick him.
Definitely.
Just as much as mum should have been, you know, Betzlin having one drink or meeting with someone once and then letting go there.
I don't know. The thing is, right, if you're... I can't remember her name. Invincible's mum.
Allow me to check.
She actually hasn't done anything wrong. Like, I am getting to the point where I do feel very, very bad for her.
Debbie,
there you go.
Yeah, no, she's going through it.
Yeah.
But don't be so stupid.
Well, I don't know. I think it's stupid to... expect Stop. Reason from people, you know.
What do you mean expect reason from people?
Well, ultimately, the reasonable conclusion is there's no, like, why would you hate her?
From, what is it, Green Ghost's husband's perspective, would you believe that she had no idea what was going on? Really?
Probably. If you are aware that, you know, Omni-Man's whole thing was to conquer Earth, and her as a human with a son who fought him, you know.
Okay. That's none of my business.
It's a take. It sure is a take. I still don't see how Invincible, like, stands a chance against the Viltrumites. Like,
no.
Just no chance.
No.
Anything else happened in that episode? A lot of banging?
Yeah, there was. Lot of sex.
Peter Cullen was in it,
giving his epic Optimus Prime voiceover to someone who's, I mean, you could have predicted he was going to be a bad guy.
yeah.
in fairness, quite simply. Still, it's very interesting.
And then, good, chugging along nicely.
Yes. It does not hang around.
No.
But I suppose because it's got such a huge amount of
stuff
that it can pull from,
mm.
why would it? And yeah, even they could have just, Lizard League, they're shit, they got defeated, and they could have just forgotten about them. But no, then there was another scene showing us yeah. that Lizard League are going to rebuild or whatever.
Yeah.
So still nothing ends.
Yeah. There's no ending of storylines. There's only beginnings of new ones.
Okay. But I very much like it.
Yeah.
Last of all, Loki.
Loki.
Get some drunk Pindigun.
But I don't think I am. Oh, I'd just like to say,
is this episode 5 and 6? Did we talk about 5?
I think we spoke about 5. Because Loki's been out a while now.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about 5.
Okay.
Happy, boss?
Sure.
Cool. Okay. I really enjoyed episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
Not least because sort of 5 and 6 were finally the Loki-centric episodes that made it make sense for it to be called Loki almost.
Yeah.
His whole sacrifice was a bit looked over. Like, it was made to look funny about... Not look funny. But they took the lighter approach to, you know, what Loki was doing.
Yeah.
To try and save everything. But ultimately, Loki sacrificed, like, hundreds of years.
Yeah.
To try and do the right thing. And it was just a flip board continuity thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, really liked episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
I like
what they did with the Marvel logo. Although it now seems as though maybe they're going to change the Marvel logo every...
What did they do with it?
Loki, like, it ran backwards, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
And in the Marvels, it was just the Marvels in it, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
It was Can't remember.
Female. It wasn't, again, okay. that it had been changed.
But yeah, episode 6... I like what they did with it. I really respect that both Loki season finales have not been standard Marvel season finales.
Nope.
Like, they've actually been good. And, like, not just ended in a big fight, which is nice. I'm a little bit confused as to what really happened,
to be honest. The how... I think, yeah. I'm not going to try and look into that too much.
But I would quite like to know. Because actually, so far, everything has been, like, explained and makes sense to a point. And yeah, I don't really understand
how Loki can do that.
No.
What part?
Also, well...
Oh, okay.
You know, no, just like more generally. I mean... Oh, it's all a bit wild, isn't it? You know? Also, the rules around the TVA annoy me. Because I swear the TVA doesn't have, like, time.
Okay, yes.
But it does.
Well, obviously.
And also, Loki can't use his powers in the TVA.
Yes.
But he can use them outside of the building? Is the point not that the whole kind of realm of the TVA is, you know...
Yes, it depends what you consider the TVA.
And then obviously the whole loom thing.
And also, I mean, if magic would have, you know, done that in the first... Like, if he thought he could have used his magic
in
the first place.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bringing it back
to the end of... last season as well, I very much liked, because it kind of made the one He Who Remains, so first of all, makes more sense why they kept referring to him all series. Like, you got more of a payoff from that character.
Yeah.
Because he turned out to be a bit scheming.
Yeah, that's fair. I just didn't really understand the ending. But beyond that, I really like the episode.
Yeah, I don't think the ending particularly matters. I don't think it's particularly going to be called upon that much. It's just going to be accepted. Oh, no, it
definitely is.
Do you think?
100%. Well, now, I don't know. Supposedly, they're maybe going to pull away from Kang now or something. I don't really know what the
problem in and of itself.
Larger plan is. But if it's going to come down to a time thing, then obviously he's going to be involved. Surely. Because we don't... Well, this okay. is another problem. Is we don't... Is he, like, dead? Is he stuck there? Is he, like...
Well, I'd take
it is he in control? Or is he just holding it? Like, what is the situation?
Yeah.
Don't know.
That, I mean, I don't think anyone can know.
No.
Was on screen.
I maybe preferred episode 5. I really, really liked episode 5.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. Although, also, I did think that that was going to... I thought it was going to kind of loop round to the start and become him...
As
the person who set up the TV.
Yeah. Kind of. Episode 5 was great. Episode 6 was great. I would have liked episode 6 more if it... Not played out as I'd expected it.
Yeah.
Played out just a bit more sensically.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston spoke about the role as low. It was the end for him.
But then he's also said, hasn't he, that, basically never say never. No. I've said bye like twice to the role already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the creator of Loki said something along the lines of, okay, we've had Loki series 1 and 2. What if Loki was the equivalent of Breaking Bad? What can be its Better Call Saul?
I hate that analogy so much.
And I don't think anyone really wants to go back to the TVA that much.
To not have Loki. Yeah, I agree.
If it didn't have Loki, and if it didn't have Owen Wilson, and
yeah,
maybe you'd have Obi, I think he'd probably be my third favourite character.
Yeah, but I don't really know how you make a Marvel show out of them.
No. And then you have Sylvie, who had a pointless second series, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough.
She was just tagged on a bit.
Mm.
So I don't really know what you do there. But that's what he said anyway. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Anything else to say, mate? No?
No.
Okay. That's nice.
Well, what would you give it, season 2?
Oh.
Do you think it's better or worse than season 1?
I would give... Season 1... I'd give them both 4 stars, but I preferred season 1.
I think... Maybe preferred season 2. I think I respect them more for season 2, because they actually, like, tried to, like, push the boat out.
Yeah, okay.
And do some, like, more high-concept stuff.
Because they did briefly show Renslayer at the end of time again as well, didn't they? I think there's a good chance she'll come back in some capacity.
Yeah, probably.
I think she's got a final character that she's meant to go into. I can't remember the name of her.
Okay.
But she didn't... Her name did not give feelings of a good guy.
Yeah, but
that's not surprising, fair. Is it? She was a bit mean in the second series.
Mm.
Heartless woman.
This is true.
But she was quite good.
Yeah.
Because I was very glad to see her sent to the Shadow Realm. Essentially.
Yeah.
Because she was just getting in the way and fucking things up.
Too right.
Bring back the actor dude. I liked him. Brad.
Yeah, he was good.
I enjoyed Brad.
For a brief amount of time. Kind of wish they'd had him do more.
Yeah, there was that whole episode about him, kind of, but...
Yeah,
I guess. He was introduced in that episode and then basically forgotten.
Mm. Are we on to movie news?
I'd love to get on to movie news. I'm really annoyed about this thing I wrote in my notes, and I can't...
The Eternals.
Just silly of me, isn't it?
Okay, what's been happening? Oh, June got moved up.
Really?
To March 1st, I think.
Woohoo!
Which is cool. Only... I can't remember what it was on. It was on like... It was set for like...
I thought it was mid-April, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. Success of some kind.
Robert Kirkman says episodes 4 and 8 of Invincible Season 2 are more insane than anything that happened in Season 1. I mean, episode 4 is an insane, huge episode, but episode 8 tops it.
Given the end of episode 3, not too much of a
surprise. Yeah. That's wicked.
Do you think you could date a superhero?
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Like, even like Invincible, who's just constantly needs to be saving the world, other planets called away.
It would be pretty cool, though. I feel like the benefits outweigh the negatives.
What benefits are there? You can say you can
just get like flown around and stuff.
Yeah, but you could date a lesser superhero. Let's talk about Invincible. I don't know. You could date Atom Eve is a different task to dating Invincible.
Atom Eve would be better because she could just like make
anything. But I want to. Do you think you could date Invincible? Kind of like, could you date Superman? Like the most powerful.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Where did this pig come from?
I found it at work.
That's a great
find.
So
I kept it. It's
an unbelievable find.
Ridley Scott on if he shares the same fears of time running out as Martin Scorsese. Since he started Killers of the Flower Moon, I've made 4 films. No, I don't think about it. I get up in the morning and say, ah, great, another day of stress. Fair enough.
Ridley Scott's been on a rampage.
Yeah, the whole internet's just been flooding with Ridley Scott just going sicko mode about Napoleon. Just saying he doesn't give a fuck about history and...
what the French think about it.
Or the French, yeah. I guess good for him, you know. I'm not well clued up enough on Napoleon to slag off the film, probably. Because I've in my YouTube saved, I've got this big Napoleon documentary that I'm trying not to watch before the film because I know it's going to really fuck me off otherwise. I, to be honest, if it's like very historically inaccurate, it's that really annoys me. Yeah. I can't side with this. Who cares? I can't.
It's the fact that it's like shooting cannons at the pyramids. It looks awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But any amount of fact checking would show you that the pyramids had not been attacked by cannons.
Also, he said since Napoleon died, there's been a book written about him for every week.
Is that actually true?
It's something like 10,000 books have been written.
Wow.
And that's one for every week since he's been dead. Some ludicrous stuff like that.
Fair enough.
So, read any of those if you've got a problem with his historical inaccuracies.
His quote for historians was, when I have issues with historians, I ask, excuse me, mate, were you there? No? Well, shut the fuck up then.
It sounds made up, but it's not.
Yeah.
That genuinely should be off a movie parody account.
Yeah.
But he really said it. It's insane.
George R.R. Martin says he has around 8 other Game of Thrones spin-off shows in development. Which might be a bit much, to be honest. If they take like 3 years to make each series and spend loads and loads of money, it might be a bit silly.
Is streaming sort of like topping out now, do we think?
Because
they're all getting more expensive.
They don't help themselves, do they?
Certainly not.
I think they could go so much bigger if they charged less and made better stuff.
That's it. We've cracked it.
That's the key.
I think you always... I mean, they all have to overcome Netflix, basically. Like, Netflix will always be... the OG.
Nah, because Prime will overtake Netflix, I think.
Do you think Prime
will? Well, yeah, because they're backed by Amazon. And also, they do make quite a lot of good stuff. And they do just have an infinite money pit. Which Netflix don't have. And also,
Netflix specialises, mate.
Yeah, but Netflix doing all their stupid things that are just annoying. Whereas Prime, you pay for Prime, you get Amazon Prime, you get Prime Video, you get, I don't know, Prime Gaming, you get,
I think you get music loads as well. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no you one get, yeah, exactly. Obviously. Apparently, Brainiac will be the main villain in James Gunn's Superman Legacy.
Ooh,
which is fun.
Has Brainiac been in a Superman movie before?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Doesn't particularly ring a bell.
It's in Lego Batman 3, though.
Yeah.
I believe.
Beyond Gotham, isn't it? I think. Is that the
title? Yeah, that's the one where you go to space, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
Great shows. Games, even.
Supposedly, in Spider-Man 4, the Sony universe and MCU will merge.
Okay.
So we get another Spider-Man multiverse film. Yay.
Well, I suppose it makes a lot of sense for Sony to make their films relevant.
Have you seen the trailer for Madame Web?
I'm trying to save it for the cinema.
He's not seen it.
To really, you know, enjoy it.
So, you know, obviously the trailer for Aquaman 2 has been in cinemas recently.
Yes.
I think Madame Web, the trailer is worse. Which is saying something. Because that Aquaman trailer is fucking awful.
Aquaman. You love to hate Aquaman. That,
you cannot tell me that trailer is anything but like rock bottom terrible, like parody level awful.
So mean.
The Madame Web one is so bad.
I've watched the first 30 seconds a couple of times, like, no, Max, this is so worth waiting to watch it.
It genuinely looks like a fan film.
Yes.
Like, it's just so, such low caliber.
I mean, whatever Spider-Man walks in looks terrible.
Yeah, the bad guy's also this, like, Spider-Man, because of course. And then Sid Sweeney's Spider-Woman now, I think. And, yeah.
She says, doesn't she, something along the lines of, oh, he was working with my mum just like, when she disappeared.
Keep seeing the quote on Twitter. Constantly, what is it? He was working with my mum while she was researching spiders in the Amazon right before she died. it's shockingly
bad. It's absolutely baffling. And then what's her name? I remember her name. Main woman in it. Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
She said in an interview, like, she'd always been really interested in her character, like, about her or something.
Yeah.
Just lying through your teeth.
The D-list Marvel character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's funny. Trailer for The Curse dropped, which is Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone's new... I don't really know. It's like black comedy series, okay, which looks fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really, really good. So yeah, watch that.
Cool.
I can't remember when that's out. Let me just find out for you all.
Okay. You do that, mate.
See, it says streaming November 10th.
Mm.
But it was posted by Nathan Fielder 2 days ago, so I don't really know.
But must be soon.
Probably. Sweet. Yeah. What else has been happening? Oh, Reed Richards,
yeah,
has been cast as Pedro Pascal.
I'm really surprised by that.
That feels like a bad choice. It doesn't feel like a logical choice. It feels like a box office choice.
Yes.
Ultimately, right. Pedro Pascal is like in his 50s now.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure we've looked at this before.
Pedro Pascal, age 48.
48, okay, 48. But by the time the film comes out, he'll probably be in his 50s.
Yeah. No, he's not a Reed Richards.
No, I don't think he is.
Feel free to prove me wrong. And I love Pedro.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And also, I don't know how well, no offence to Pedro, how well he plays like a super genius?
No.
Because I've never seen him do it, to be honest. I don't know.
He can do a lot of things, but...
Yeah. I don't know if that's 100% confirmed yet, but that's what's been floating around.
Yeah, but I'm not happy with that choice. Especially with like the names I had going around.
Yeah.
That made a lot more sense in my head.
And Javier Bardem as Galactus is supposedly also there.
Which...
I can see a lot more. Yes. I think that could be very cool.
But I'm quite surprised by Javier. But then again, he was in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie as a villain, so...
Yeah. He's a great villain.
He's a great villain. But is he like... Is he a bit above being a Marvel villain?
It depends. I mean, it depends how well they do it, doesn't it?
True. I think I saw earlier it's 4 films scheduled to come out next year for Marvel.
Something like that, yeah.
It's Madam Web, Deadpool 3. Craven Hunter. Yeah, Craven Hunter trailer. If you want to see a trailer. Wow.
I've still not seen the Craven Hunter one, actually.
Not missing much there either, mate. I'll tell you that for free.
I'm shocked. And what's the other one?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think on the list I saw was Spider-Verse, but obviously Spider-Verse is due. So maybe it was Spider-Verse.
It's not like Thor 5 or something.
No, definitely not.
Oh, it's
Captain America.
Yeah. Although that's been... Has that been pushed back? I think that's been pushed back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They're all incompetent.
Tricky times. I don't think you ever announced on the pod that the writer's strike and actor's strike was over.
No, not properly. The writer's strike and actor's strike is over.
It's at least one pod late, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Which is good.
It is great. Pedro Pascal said, while it was all going on, he sat at home eating cheese.
That was...
Or was it not Pedro? Who was it?
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian
Murphy.
Sorry.
Once I said it, I knew it wrong.
Young Sheldon will end after 7 seasons.
It's actually not that bad.
I mean, I've never watched even a minute of it.
It's a shame that it's associated with the name Sheldon because everyone like hates it instantly. But yeah. It's actually quite a nice show to watch.
The idea of Sheldon as a kid makes me like really quite angry.
But he's brilliant.
I want to hit him and I've never even seen him talk. Like,
he's just violent tendencies.
Yeah,
don't try and put it onto the kid, mate.
How have they pumped out 7 seasons of it already?
Time flies, mate. We're old men now.
I guess so. The teaser for Terrifier 3 dropped.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
That's cool.
It's out on October 25th, I want to say. So yeah. It's not a Christmas movie.
No, it's not, but it is a Christmas movie at the same time.
Of course.
Is
it even going to be from the movie? Or
the release date is... The whole Christmas theme is a bit annoying. I wonder if they've just come up with like one like super violent like scene that is
random.
Christmas related, yeah. And they've gone, well, fuck it, we'll just make it a Christmas film.
I kind of hope that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, the teaser literally just has him like killing a child with an axe. Not like, you don't see it, but it's implied.
I saw someone, a tweet the other day, it was like, I'm so glad to be alive for the birth of a new, like, iconic horror character.
Yeah, like, fucking right.
Sort of like, we just take it that Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers are all,
yeah,
you know, horror icons. But we've got, what's his name? Art.
Art the Clown, yeah. Do right. Denzel Washington will star as Hannibal, the fella that rode elephants. And did he conquer Rome? Or did he... Dry. I can't remember.
Oh, God. You're asking questions. I simply...
That's Netflix.
That's Netflix.
It says coming soon to Netflix.
Okay.
So, but that feels like a very cinema film. So I don't know. But yeah, That sounds very cool. I hope we're in for another era of historical epics. That could be fun.
As long as they're, you know, remotely strongly accurate, historically accurate, it would be nice.
I don't think Napoleon is going to be that. Well, I don't know. The pyramid thing is quite bad, isn't it?
I can live with the pyramid thing. Because ultimately, I have enough sense to think, why would that have actually happened?
I just think that firing cannons at the pyramids is such like a fucking statement. It feels like something that happened in the film, if you put it in the film. Like, yeah. That's not like a passing thing. It feels like it's
been robbed from history.
Like, you can like misquote people, fine. But firing cannons at the pyramids is quite a significant thing. You know. Yeah. But that's just my opinion.
When did the sign get put outside that window?
Oh, it's been there ages. God, it's really annoying. An Eternal sequel is reportedly in development.
Yay.
And Richard Madden is rumoured to return as Icarus. Didn't he die?
He flew into the sun.
Oh.
But obviously, you know.
Did he actually fly into the sun?
Yeah, he fully flew into the sun.
That's so stupid, isn't it?
And then obviously if he survives that, then what next?
Dunno. Maybe there was a, what are they called? The big things?
What, the thing, the jump points?
No, the big you know, the things that the planet eggs hatch.
I can't
Celestial,
yes.
Maybe there was a celestial in there.
I like that there's a running count of how many Marvel movies until they appreciate the Celestial poking out of that.
David Harbour says, Stranger Things Season 5 is a real ending. Stranger Things will end in a very real way. Netflix is going to do spin-offs, but the storyline where we started in the lab and Upside Down is one complete story.
Real. Although, he says it like it was planned from the start, where I'm sure at the start of Series 1, they didn't plan for it to get to Series 5.
Surely Eleven dies.
Yeah, I suppose it's
kind of every season is Eleven nearly dying and saving the day, right?
Yeah. Of course.
That would be nice.
Not a horrible thing to wish.
Did you see the trailer for Garfield?
I did. God.
Jeez. Crap, isn't it?
It was a horrible trailer. So
boring and uninteresting. Just woeful.
What? Why do they want to wheel Chris Pratt out to do any voiceover?
I don't know. What's the point?
And then is
who's going to go and see Garfield, right? Garfield is, like, at this point, just an ancient character that nobody knows about or cares about.
Is it Big Sam? Is his dad in it?
Yeah, Samuel Jackson plays his dad, who is like some fucking, like, lion in it.
Since when did enormous. Was that a thing? I don't remember Garfield, you know, being that well known for having a dad.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? The Marvels, which we'll come on to, has done terribly. Box office wise.
It's no secret.
But
do you think the idea of what a decent box office return is different now because everyone knows they'll be able to watch it on Disney Plus? What, by Christmas, quite comfortably? Very comfortably by Christmas, you would, I'd say.
Do you know what, though? You would hope that, for several reasons, streaming would mean that film studios want to do good films, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, don't bother releasing it, because it's so expensive to release this stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And also, it has to be so worth it that people pay money to see it, like, early.
Which something like Napoleon seems as like will be.
Yeah. And like, you know, your big screen spectacles, people are going to want to pay money to see. But, like, well, I don't want to say it, but like Dream Scenario is not, they didn't like advertise it well enough.
Not, yeah.
And it's not like a big thing.
Not even slightly.
And if you weren't like, you know, big into your films, you just wouldn't bother. You would just wait.
Yes. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame, like, describing a film to someone and they wouldn't, you wouldn't say go watch it unless they're into film.
Yeah.
Just because of the price and...
Yeah, exactly.
Everything that is going to a film nowadays, unfortunately.
But yeah, The Marvels earned $21.3 million in its domestic opening day, the lowest in MCU history.
Not a great plan.
Yeah.
Deserved? Question mark? Find out later.
Yeah. Denis Villeneuve's next film is Cleopatra. Ooh. Set to star Zendaya as the young queen of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Chalamet was offered the role of Octavius, and Daniel Craig is being sought to play Caesar.
Wow.
Filming is set to begin in late 2014. Still waiting on Rendezvous with Rama. Late 2024, from,
do you mean?
It does say 2014. I don't really know why. Still waiting on Rendezvous with Rama, which he did say he was going to make
have a you little while ago. DM'd him about it?
I'll get there. But yeah, that would be very cool. Again, yeah, historical epics.
You called it, mate.
Bring them on. Fuck yeah.
Maybe something to do with the fact that you saved that news story. You knew.
It might just be. Highlander reboot, starring Henry Cavill.
Makes sense.
For a 2026.
Absolutely makes sense.
Historical epics. Who would have thought, eh?
Wow. Such a theme.
Yeah.
Running through this pod.
So apparently an Elon Musk biopic is in the works at A24 with Darren Aronofsky set to direct. Which is
that real?
Which is such a weird combination of things, isn't it?
I can't understand why. I presume Elon Musk has to approve that. But
I don't know. Thing is, Aronofsky with A24 about a prick makes you think that they're gonna do it in not a nice way to Elon. Right? No.
Exactly.
Which would be very, very funny. Like, it would be hilarious. And all power to him if they do.
But I can't see how that happens. I can't see how Elon Musk allows it to not be nice. It just seems like a paradox. Yeah. Like, I can see Elon Musk wanting a film made about him.
Yeah.
By Darren Aronofsky? No.
No.
Darrenofsky, sorry. That's how we'll
get to it. Yeah, Darrenofsky, sorry. So the Captain America reshoots were apparently because it received negative test scores.
Oh.
So there'll be three major sequences to be cut. Reshoots will happen from January to May.
Oh, Jesus. So, that's not reshoots, that's, I swear.
I just don't understand how Marvel stuff has gotten so shit. Like film-wise, fairly consistently bad. From what it was, it's just baffling.
Annoying to watch very often and to look back on.
Yeah.
Like what we, before Endgame, Dark World was looked back on negatively.
Yeah.
Hulk, if you can count that. Iron Man 2, maybe. But even those weren't strong ones. Were there any other ones that were received that negatively?
No, not really. Unless we've forgotten about them.
Age of Ultron was probably on the lower end as well.
Yeah.
But even that I'd take.
Definitely. In other news, there was a trailer for Netflix's Jurassic World Chaos Theory.
What's that?
Which is some animated thing. I don't know. I just let it go. I'm guessing it's...
Is it a kids show?
Yeah. Probably. I don't really know, to be honest. I can't really tell much from the trailer.
Guaranteed to grab a headline easily, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So there was this thing, the Doctor Who Twitter account tweeted this thing about the Whoniverse.
Yes.
And everyone's kind of saying that they're going to do spin-offs and whatnot. Supposedly... Paul McGann is set to return for an Eighth Doctor spin-off.
Yes.
Which would be cool. I could back that.
Absolutely, I'd watch that. Although, how much is it a spin-off if it's an actual Doctor actually...
It is kind of just Doctor Who,
isn't it? It's just Doctor Who, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly a lot of room for exploration.
Yeah.
Because he had, a film and a death.
Yeah. Yeah, a film and a short.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks. Do you know what we've got here, Jack?
What have we got here?
We've got a favourite of ours down the pub.
What is it?
Moonshine.
Okay. Nice.
I think that's about fair.
You enjoy that, mate.
Thank you. Ayo Edebiri, John Malkovich, and Amber Mithunder from Prey.
Okay.
Are set to start in Opus, an A24 horror film, which follows an iconic pop star's return following his decades-long disappearance.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. I like that.
Did you ever see Being John Malkovich?
I did. I didn't watch the second one.
Adaptation?
Yeah.
Okay. I will come on to that later, actually.
Ooh! Teasing me.
Gladiator 2 includes Paul Mescal's character fighting a pack of baboons after Ridley Scott got scared by a video of baboons attacking tourists in Johannesburg. Quote, "Can you hang from that roof for 2 hours by your left leg?" No, a baboon can.
Is Ridley Scott all there?
I don't know. I've never seen any
tweet, a quote
kind of
from
crazy
him.
Quotes no. from him. He's just going off this week. It's brilliant. Blade will be R-rated.
Good. If it's ever made.
About time, yeah. And yeah, that's about it. That's about me.
I've got a couple things.
Go on.
Oh, that is lovely. Hey, a creator of The Simpsons says there will still be Strangling of Bart after, no one watches it, but everyone doesn't want to hear that he doesn't strangle him anymore. It's been renewed for another series. I think it's
fucking hell.
Something ridiculous now.
In my humble opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the whole, he shouldn't strangle him. I just don't find it funny when he does strangle him. I don't know if that's just because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Or just because New Simpsons isn't funny.
New Simpsons isn't
funny. But, I don't know.
It's kind of funny when you watch it, the old ones. I know, the shock factor's gone.
Yeah.
I suppose. Apparently, a movie titled Barbenheimer with a budget of $1 million is currently in the works.
I saw this.
You saw it. It follows Dr. Barbenheimer, a scientist doll residing in Dolltopia, as he attempts to eliminate humanity using a nuclear bomb.
It's the same people who did that film with the title, was it bad CGI Croc?
Oh, God, yeah.
These guys who just do stupid films on tiny budgets to make.
Riddler Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Band of Brothers sequel Masters of the Air, produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg.
Yes. It's
got its first trailer.
Let's go.
Looking forward to that, mate.
I've not seen the trailer, actually. Well, I just need to watch The Pacific. Every now and then, Band of Brothers just pops back into my mind and I remember how unbelievably good it is.
Maybe I need to.
No, you, before anything else. Seriously.
Really?
It's incredible. It is incredible. Wow.
Status of The Boys season 4.
Mm.
Editing done, VFX halfway done.
Yeah.
Actors can now do ADR, which I'm guessing is
that's the where you
re-record your lines.
Yeah, re-record lines, isn't it?
But no premiere date.
What does it stand for? I can't remember.
Or something like audio sync recording, audio dialogue recording.
Sure.
Additional dialogue recording.
Yeah.
Next up, Chris Nolan says they've been working hard on the home version of Oppenheimer that fans can own, and no evil streaming service can come and steal from you. Yeah, Kevin. Kevin, what am I on about? Chris.
Kevin Nolan.
Filmmaker Destin Daniel Cretton has reportedly stepped away from directing the fifth Avengers movie. He directed Shang-Chi, of course. Everyone knows that.
Directed what?
Shang-Chi.
Oh, Shang-Chi.
Yeah, sorry. Ridley Scott says 10,400 books have been written about Napoleon. That's one every week since he died. I don't think I've got any.
That can't be true.
But I can imagine, of all the people it could be true for.
Well, yeah.
Might be.
But to average one a week.
What? I'm not going to fact check.
I mean, if it is, that's an incredible stat.
I'm not going to doubt Ridley Scott.
Fair enough.
In all of he said this week, at least that could be a fact.
Yeah, fair.
Russ T. Davis says he will not unwrite controversial timeless child reveal.
I mean, I kind of respect it, to be honest.
You can't.
Yeah. I think even if the Chibnall stuff was shit, you can't just undo it all.
No. Can you imagine how you'd feel as like Jodie just
having
all your stuff rerun?
Yeah.
1 week away, by the way, we'll have at least one episode of New Who.
We will.
By the next time we record. Possibly two. Depending on how Tingo. Especially it's on a Saturday night. It's insane. Beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. That is the end of my movie bits.
Good stuff.
So, I'm right in saying we have two movies to review?
Mm-hmm.
I think we will start on Dream Scenario.
We shall.
It's how this thing's go. Hit me, Jack.
Dream Scenario. So, A24's new comedy.
Yeah.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Which we mentioned quite a while ago when it was first announced.
We did. Go back.
Check it. Which is about a man who suddenly starts to appear in people's dreams.
Everyone's dreams. People who don't know him.
Yeah.
People do.
It is very funny. Nick Cage is excellent, of course.
The Renaissance.
Yeah, and it's a great ride. It's so, being John Malkovich, it's got that similar kind of humour.
Yeah.
In that it's like the premise is just like absurd.
Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't necessarily treat it that way, which is cool, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's not much about. Obviously, they wonder why, but it's not very much about why.
Yeah.
It's more than just how it changes over time. There was a good half hour, 45 minutes towards the start, and I was just smiling. I was like, I was so happy watching this film.
Yeah.
I was really enjoying it. And then I got it really bummed me out for quite a while as well. I felt really bad.
There are points which are just so, I don't know if cringy is the word, but they just make you want to curl up in a ball.
Yes.
And just not watch it because it's, you're just clenching your fists and you it's painful. It's painful.
Yeah.
In a good way, like it's meant to be. There is a fart scene which is just the funniest ever fart. It's so funny. It is so cringe.
I didn't think I'd ever laugh at just silly fart again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was absolutely amazing.
And I thought the ending was very good as well.
Yeah. Well,
really nice.
So is it just all like a metaphor for big getting famous overnight, for like going viral or something, and then ultimately making yourself more miserable?
It's a theme.
A theme?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
I didn't really like the bit with the advert bit.
No, came out of nowhere.
And it wasn't even like necessarily a thing. I actually think they could have written around it and it would have been better.
Yes.
Like if they had said, if he had found a way to control his like thing that he had going on, that would have been a lot better.
Or he'd been in his own dream and that had happened and then he'd be like, what's going on? Like he tries and finds out what's going on. And they're like, oh yeah, we've been using you or whatever.
I think it takes it too far with the absurdity of the whole situation.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it was only there for like a little payoff in his own dream. Like I just didn't really understand what the point was.
Yeah.
Unfortunately of that.
But aside from that.
It was super. No, it was very good.
Yeah.
I did feel for Nicolas Cage's character.
I did, he was a bit of a knob.
He's
which
very
takes
weak.
Away from the final bit a bit. Yeah.
What do you rate it?
I would give it maybe 4.
Yeah, there's no rush, mate.
A low 4.
Yeah, I'd give it a low 4. But it's just another A24 sort of classic.
Yeah.
It's right what.
Yeah, too right.
Really, just like briefly when he's seeing a woman for a drink or two.
Yeah.
And he realizes he could be in, and then someone comes dressed in as him. It's just a very brief shot.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Definitely.
And again, yeah.
Worth a watch.
Definitely.
There's a lot of stuff out at the moment.
Yeah, so I mean, this week?
This week we'll probably watch Hunger Games and Saltburn.
We hopefully, yeah, definitely would, hopefully.
But I want to say there's even more coming out soon.
Thanksgiving is out.
Thanksgiving's out.
Anatomy of a Fall, which I would definitely
watch. Which we're definitely going to watch.
And then next week is Napoleon.
So yeah. So there's a lot. There's a
we
lot
can get
going
through
on.
All that for the next pod. Wow.
Wow.
Won't you duck it?
But yeah, we also watched a certain new MCU movie titled The Marvels.
Yes.
Which is, of course, the team up between Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and she does have a name. I can't remember what it is. Obviously, Monica Rambeau.
Do they give?
I think it's they don't, but I think her comic name is Photon.
Okay,
but I could be wrong on that.
Again, that was just one of several / many moments that didn't have any payoff.
Yeah. On the pluses.
Pluses.
I think something that I didn't expect them to do right was the chemistry between the three leads.
Yes, absolutely.
I was a bit worried that they were going to make Ms. Marvel really annoying and Captain Marvel stuck up and like heartless. But they didn't. I don't think they did that. I think it all felt, and I thought the three of them worked very well together.
Just in hindsight, I don't know if it's clever on their part or brave, is that it's a team up film between three characters who have literally only been in one thing in their own right and only two of the three as a title character.
It's
a bit strange.
It's brave in the fact that they also decided to do it in not that good a film and expected it to make lots of money.
Yeah.
Brave is a word for sure.
But they are one of the highlights.
Yeah.
The first fight scene where they are sort of...
In fairness, all of the fight scenes in which they like use the whole switching gimmick...
Made it more interesting.
...were very good.
But sort of juxtaposed to what the film is meant to all be about, the one I found most interesting was when they had absolutely no control over it.
Yeah, and that was a good scene.
It was just all three of them fighting randomly in random places all the time. And I thought it was actually really fun.
Yeah.
The other ones were interesting. I'd say the final fight scene was the least interesting. because it was very brief.
Yeah. It was. But what was there of it I did like.
Yeah. Nice. Other positives?
I thought it was good to see an interesting Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Which we haven't seen for a while, to be honest.
He was better.
He was, like, kind of funny and had a purpose and wasn't in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, two things he wasn't in Secret Invasion. The thing that immediately preceded this and put him where he is now.
Yeah.
It's very strange. But very. It does suit him way better.
Definitely. And to be honest, this isn't even like a... necessarily like a pro of the film, but it is sometimes it is nice just to sit back and watch, you know, just an MCU film, you know, a space MCU film as well. I feel like they've really locked down on the way they do space. I don't know if it's because they kind of use the same sort of style of like CGI.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty consistent throughout all the films.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, it feels like a Marvel film. Yes. Nothing particularly important, like, canon-wise or anything.
Apart from just all multiverse.
Apart from a post-credit scene, yeah.
But I don't know how that will play into anything.
Yeah.
Any more positives that we can think of? What do you think the singing planet?
Really quite okay. Annoying, to be honest. Yeah, wasn't a fan.
I mean, I do agree with you. I suppose you can try and do something different, but it was a hard watch.
Mm.
Oh, I really want to try and find another positive. Come on. Miss Marvel's family. They're nice.
Yeah, they're good. They were good.
They were a bit shoehorned into it.
Yeah, they were good in Miss Marvel as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's all the positives.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Hit me with a negative.
The bad guy was crap.
Jeezy peeps.
Just really boring.
And, I mean... I heard it's pronounced Zowie Ashton. I always said Zor Ashton, but I suppose Zowie maybe makes more sense. She didn't try and do anything with the role, either.
No, I mean, not really. It
was a boring villain done boringly.
Yeah.
With a very strange plot, which was destined to fail.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But... I know, I suppose we won't talk about that too much.
No.
But if you were going to go and try and attack some planets, you'd go for ones that aren't going to definitely be protected.
Yeah. I mean, in reality,
mm-hmm.
there's plenty of planets that have water.
Yes.
And air.
Yeah.
And plenty of, you know... unoccupied, unused suns.
Must be.
Which no one would try to stop you for, you know, stealing those resources, frankly. Why would they bother?
No. The manner in which that she was going to try to steal them. Jump points. Is that what
they're
called?
Yeah.
There is now a whole lot of lore behind jump points, which I wasn't... didn't think I needed.
I
still don't think I need it.
I
still don't understand it.
Would not be I don't know if there's a comic book lore for jump points. I don't know.
I'd never thought of them as jump
points. My assumption was that James Gunn used jump points as just an aesthetic thing.
Yes.
In Guardians of the Galaxy.
To show them going basically light speed.
Yeah.
But no. Turns out they're plotted all around the universe,
mm-hmm.
made by Miss Marvel's bangles, I believe. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. For some reason.
And then somehow the one bang will end up with Ms. Marvel's mum. The other one...
Grandma.
And the other one...
I'm sure it is explained in Ms. Marvel, to be fair. I think it's a meteor. Okay. It's a meteor thing, okay. Possibly.
Still doesn't... It just really annoys me how jump points work now. It really annoys me.
Well, I don't think they'll go too much into it. I don't really know.
But it's not something that there should be any explanation for. And now they've tried to, yeah. It's going to bug me.
I think there was kind of it was a power level issue, really. Because they've kind of been, you know, playing along with the idea that Captain Marvel is like a supreme being. Like, you know, she was 1v1ing Thanos and the whole way through, sort of. Yeah, through Endgame, it was like, we need her to show up because she's like the game changer. And then it was like, oh, she's not really doing a thing, is she? Which was a bit annoying.
She wasn't.
And then she goes and like restarts the sun.
Makes you wonder what it was all about.
Yeah.
On sort of theme / moments that were picked up and very quickly dropped.
Mm.
Captain Marvel's kind of struggle on how to lead.
Yeah.
Sort of, Miss Marvel's there trying to save everyone on the planet. Captain Marvel's like, we got to save who we can.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I've not led a team before. This is going to be difficult. And then Valkyrie gives her one word of, one like bit of motivation.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, that's not a problem anymore. What was the other one? Oh, her memories have been wiped. They'll explore that for one sentence. Mention that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter in the end. They do nothing towards that.
Yeah.
I don't understand if Miss Marvel is connected with them because she has a bangle.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Pointless Villain also not swapping places with them?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't really know.
Various problems with bangle. Did you watch Ms. Marvel all the way through?
I'm not actually convinced I watched the last episode or two.
But as far as I'm aware, she has no innate power.
She probably has, like, you know, strength and stuff.
But nothing that could mean she reached out with her magic fist and grabbed him out of the air when she categorically was not wearing the band.
No. Yeah, that was silly.
Really annoying. And also, Pointless Villain dies when using both bangles.
Mm.
But she's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong. I can't remember who her grandmother... Maybe I didn't get to that point. I can't remember what her grandmother's deal was.
The whole cat eggs thing?
The cat thing...
Mixed feelings.
I can't remember... What's the cat's called? Cat's name? Goose.
Yes.
I can't remember what the deal with him was in Captain Marvel. I don't remember him being able to, like, eat stuff and then would spit it out.
No, they definitely just introduced that for this one.
They just would eat stuff and then it was eaten.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
But they established in this one, in Goose's first involvement, it swallowed some stuff and then threw it out. So that must automatically be what all the cats do now.
Yeah.
That whole scene went on way too long.
Mm.
Why they are evacuating the space station? You pointed this out.
Yeah.
Why evacuate the space station to go down to Earth if the problem is your son's being stolen? You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters where you're going to be. What else? What's Photon's name?
Monica Rambeau.
Just her powers being very vague.
Yeah. Also, because we obviously haven't seen her since WandaVision. No. Have we?
I'm absolutely certain. I don't remember.
I don't remember us having seen her. Yeah, her powers were like, I don't know, we were kind of learning along the way, I guess.
Yeah.
Terrible bits of dialogue. At one point, she very clear,
pointless villain, sort of absorbs their power and uses it against them. And then they very explicitly say it out loud, as if we needed it explaining,
yeah,
or anyone needed it explaining. That's exactly how it happened.
Mm.
There's that whole scene where they crash on this empty grass planet.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel's meant to be emotional or something, and it's just impossible,
yeah,
to feel for her. It's really terribly written.
Mm.
Anything else?
I don't know. I want to like it.
Oh, and when they were flying, it looked bloody terrible. When they were, like, flying in an atmosphere.
Okay.
It looked really bad, I thought.
I don't know. It's the same with, like, I don't know. There's certain stuff that Marvel will make, and everyone, before it's even come out, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be shit.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's all women, or it's, or, you know, whatever. It's the same with, like, Ms. Marvel and, like, She-Hulk and stuff. So I want to give them, like, the benefit of the doubt. But ultimately, if it's just not that high quality, I can't sit here and defend it. I would say that I enjoyed the Marvels. Maybe more than a lot of people have, to be honest. I don't know if it's because I want to, or, you know, I... Because obviously there are a lot of issues with it. I personally think it was better than Ant-Man.
I'd put it about level.
Also,
Young Avengers are confirmed first three members being exactly it being Miss Marvel,
Kate Bishop,
and Ant-Man's daughter.
Okay.
Whoever they may be.
I imagine it'll be, what's her name?
Black Panther.
Black Widow's sister.
Oh, sister, yeah. Makes sense. How exciting, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. So I guess I'd probably give it 2.5 stars.
Yeah, I'd give it 2.5 stars. But if you're not invested in the Marvel Universe, then what are you really getting?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you probably need to have watched WandaVision, have watched, or at least have a decent grasp on Ms. Marvel, have watched Captain Marvel, and...
I say it's like a risk for them to bring in characters who have at least been shown in some capacity only once. But for them to not have any development in the movie, and for the villain to have no development in the movie, is baffling.
Yeah. I think the idea was that it's a Captain Marvel film.
Mm-hmm. She comes out of it better than she went going in.
Yeah. It is... Well, the problem is it is also very short. It's, I think, the shortest MCU film yet.
Yeah,
I think with a bit of fleshing out, it could have been like a solid... probably a good movie. But they didn't bother. Probably because they were just cutting their losses.
It really does feel just a lot of didn't bother in it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there seems to be a fair few movies where they are releasing them just so that they can maintain the canon for bigger films later on.
Yeah.
It's all just about,
yeah. There's very little pleasure you're deriving from the individual movie.
Yeah.
Beyond if you really like the characters. Or the occasional hit.
Yeah.
Such as Guardians 3.
The post-credit scene.
Very unexpected.
We... We'll spoil it. Why not? Screw it. To be fair, the Marvel's been out for a while now.
True.
So, in my capacity working at the cinema, I've seen that post-credit scene like 7 times now.
Oh.
The bit at the end, right, where I believe her name is Binary.
Mm-hmm.
She like stands up and she's like in her suit and she goes, "Who are you?" And then Monica Rambeau's like, "Oh shit!" And it just doesn't. It doesn't make like that annoys it's me so.
Why
bad? It doesn't. It just does not flow whatsoever.
It was the strangest way to end it.
Yeah, no, it was really, really poor. But aside from that, obviously, we've opened the door to what I'm assuming is the X-Men universe.
Yes,
the Sony X-Men universe.
What we were expecting.
Sorry. Well, I don't know. I can't really tell. I also... Well, my assumption initially was that after Loki season one, that is the reason why multiversal stuff is going to start happening. But actually, that's not had any effect yet. Multiversal stuff has happened, what, in Doctor Strange because of magic, in this because of...
Jump points.
Falling apart,
something or other.
And...
What else? Spider-Man...
Yeah.
Spell gone wrong?
Yeah, that's what I mean, like magic.
Oh, more magic.
More
magic again. What else has there been?
But yeah, I don't know. And obviously we will have Deadpool and apparently Spider-Man 4.
Just to briefly touch on it, What If trailer came out. I watched it. It looked pretty boring to me, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't very impressed.
I didn't really love...
I didn't watch one. I am going to watch some of two at least and see how it goes.
But you didn't watch one?
I didn't watch one, no.
Yeah, there was some good stuff. I know most of it was pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought anyway.
Didn't really seem that this was that much better.
No.
Didn't fill me with hope.
But anyway, Beast is back, which is cool.
Yes. But... Oh... Because the X-Men universe is a bit of a mess anyway, because there's obviously two. One which shouldn't exist, but does.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Or is there? Is there now two?
Logan's canon.
Yeah.
With Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
But then very much what X-Men Apocalypse, X-Men Dark Phoenix is, should be canon as well.
Oh and shit, that's yeah.
James McAvoy.
But don't they... Oh, no. Because Days of Future Past is like... That corrects itself, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Dark Phoenix. Christ. What a ridiculous film to make.
I wonder if they're just going to, like, retcon X-Men. To sort it, to try and, like...
So, interestingly, it's another thing I noticed in my capacity working at the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
In the... credits, when it gets down to the soundtrack bit, one of the soundtracks credited is the Days of Future Past soundtrack.
Is it?
Now, I don't even know when that... I don't know if it was just very briefly in the post-credit.
Yeah.
But that was quite weird.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Is Beast even in Days of Future Past? Different pieces. I don't think Kelsey Grammer's is.
No. It would be probably... No, I don't think he is. It's a bit of a ragtag bunch in Days of Future Past, isn't it?
I'm sorry, is Binary an established character in any way?
So, I think she's a very minor character.
Okay.
Not established cinematically, I don't think. I don't know what her deal is.
Then, I mean, I don't know what realm Deadpool realm's in, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully Deadpool 3's good. I hold out for that.
Yeah, so do I.
Wayne Wallen, you know, for the Marvels or anything else.
But yeah, that's the lot.
That was it. Have you got a joke?
They told... Did you do the bear joke? The hunter and the bear?
I don't know.
Because they tell it in The Killer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Go on. Shoot.
If I can remember it, okay. Am I'm trying to think if you told me. It must have been you told me this joke. So this hunter goes out to the woods with his rifle, out to kill a bear. And is this ringing any bells?
No, because I know a hunting story, hunting joke, but this isn't it. And you're looking at me like you expect me to catch up. So okay, just go.
And suddenly he sees this bear. Right, so he lines up his shot. And blam, he fires. And he just misses the bear.
Okay.
And there's kind of smoke coming out of his gun. And he looks back down the barrel and the bear's gone. Oh, man, I missed. And suddenly he feels this tap on his shoulder. And he turns around and it's the bear stood there. And he's like, oh my God. And the bear suddenly starts talking. And the bear's like, you missed me this time. So I'm going to give you a chance. I can either kill you now.
Yeah.
Or I get to shag you. Was it not you who told me this joke?
No, okay, good. So.
And the guy's like, oh, Jesus Christ. So obviously he chooses life.
Yes.
And he gets fucked by the bear. And a couple of weeks later, he's like, oh, Jesus, I've got to kill that bear. So he goes back out into the woods with his gun. He packs some hollow points this time, and he's, I'm going to kill this fucking bear. And he's walking through the woods, and suddenly he hears a twig snap. He turns around, and there's a bear stood there.
Yeah.
So he lines it up again, and shoots. And he grazes the bear, just misses it. It's like, oh my God, he smacks his head, and then he looks back down the barrel. Bear's gone.
Damn.
It's like, oh my God.
No.
And then suddenly, tap on the shoulder, turns around, and the bear's like, it's you again. Right, this is it. Last chance. I'm either going to kill you or I'm going to have my way with you. And the hunter's like, oh my God. So, you know, again, he chooses life.
Yeah, good man.
And then, you know, time goes by. Yeah. And there's and the hunter's like, Yeah. So he packs up a bazooka. And he marches down to the woods.
Yeah.
And he's walking through. And lo and behold, there's a bear.
Bang.
So he lines it up, fires his rocket, and the force of the bazooka, it throws him backwards.
Uh-huh.
Huge explosion. And he's up scratching his head. And the smoke starts to clear. There's no sign of the bear.
Oh, no.
So then behind him, suddenly this bear taps his shoulder.
Yeah.
And the bear goes, I'm starting to think you don't want to kill me at all.
Stupid.
Horrible. Did you not tell that?
I've definitely not told that.
I'm trying to think you told me that joke. Okay. Fair enough.
Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.
And just like that, you're at the end of the pod.
Yep. We will see you soon.
Around.
Yeah.
Around the place.
Hang tight.
Damn son of a bitch!